needed something that you call and we call America that's quickly eroding. And I'm not on politics, but I just want to help you. It doesn't have to. Glory to God. It doesn't have to. You'll see. And honey, if you put up my first picture, and so I just want to wish you a wonderful Easter. And even though the country is being tried, you're not the only country that's being tried. Every country in the world. Why? Because the world is becoming one. Now, just not in every area, but in economics, it's trying to become one. It's sensible. It's wooey. No, it ain't wooey. It's sensible. Because you see, God's grace and mercy goes to all people now. This is where Paul had all of his struggle in the epistles, was the Judaizers that were said they were Christians were trying to eliminate Jesus and his blood. Because you see, it's not by works, lest any man should boast. You can't work yourself into a position with God, with your mind, with your hands, with your energy, or with anything else. Or your duties, or your acts. Do you know that? It's a free gift of God. Not you've worked for it. It's a free gift from God to us, and as we receive it as a gift, because it is. Hallelujah. And so if I turn you over a little bit, know this for only one thing. I just want you to receive everything you can and receive from Him where you are and watch and see if God won't come to you. Watch and see if He won't acknowledge who you are. And you'll find out that He doesn't have a checklist that you have to go through first. You see, because there's no terrorists entering into the heavens. Hey, glory to God. There's no terrorist, hallelujah, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because you see, you've got the weapon that eliminates every other weapon. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's only when we think that we have elevated to a position and where we now are so secure that we don't need His help that we get in trouble. Some may you might see right off the bat. And those are easy fixes. Because you don't hide them. Let me tell you something. Every religious spirit that has built you up to where you aren't is your enemy. He isn't given you instead of Him. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. That's a little preaching going on there. Hallelujah. And do you love it? I love it. Glory to God. I want to see if I can pull this up. Honey, if you'll start me with my PowerPoint here on the screen, and we'll see what we got here. I can't get it on here. I have to go into something else. Okay. See what it does. I'll have to get with you on that. I'm sorry I have to talk a little bit of this to you, but I need help. Isn't that something? I need help. And you see, I love it when I need help and everybody else has got the answer. But it's just a part. And we need to take one another. Honey, bring it up. I'm going to have to go to our picture. You got our videos? Go to the first picture. Hallelujah. Picture speak a thousand words. Hallelujah. Can you do it? Okay. Glory to God. I think you lost it for me. You did, baby. So we'll work strictly off of this. Are we working? Come on up here. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this, but this is what happens when you have some kind of a lock on your PowerPoint and it won't let you back in. And I'm sure that none of you have ever experienced that before, but if you haven't, you will. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy? Glory to God. This is just going so great, isn't it? Makes me so nervous. Not really. Because we're celebrating a Passover time. I think what we do is we get so caught up because we're Christians and we don't know what else to do, that we forget that we're still being saved and that we're still moving on with Christ, and that even though it's finished from the foundation of the earth, he's beginning and continually finishing us. And in order to do so, he actually goes through a tribulation process in us, which now works. Tribulation always works patience, because nobody likes tribulation. Let me tell you something. You can ask Danny, you can ask anybody that has to come up with an answer. Are we ever in tribulation? Are we ever challenged? All the time. And what does it do for us? Hallelujah. Well, if we'll rest in the Lord, what it will do is we'll call upon the Lord. And in the midst of calling upon the Lord, you can't do it? Start with the first one. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. And just give me the first one. And then patience. Because how many of you have ever had a problem right in front of you? You've done it 1,000 times, but you can't get it to work. You can't get it fixed. And I mean, it's not that you're not trying, right? Okay, but all of a sudden, you just get so frustrated, you totally lose your salvation. Because you know how to do it. You've done it 100 times, but you're in a different situation. You're in a situation that's not in the control of who you are, and what you know, and the arena of your knowledge. But you know it'll work here. And what happens? I don't know what happened here, but something happened. Bring it up if you can. You can't? The first one. Okay, you can bring up that one. Can you imagine Jesus in this place? I want to show you something here. I want to show you that. Put it back. Put that one back up, honey. I want to show you something. Put up his. Just get it. Not quite so close. I want to show you his hands and his feet. I come across some understanding I didn't know before, but the way that they nailed them. They see they did drive nails through his hands, but they were right at the tendon. Right at the tendon, where it takes, you have no strength in this arm when you pierce this tendon. And in the feet, I won't do that, but in the feet, you have the same attendance. And if you've never thought of it before, the only thing that was keeping him upright, you see how he was hunched over like this? You know why? The only muscles that were working were in his back. Here's the Son of God, the Son of Man, came to save the world. Beaten. That's very, very merciful to probably what was his back looked like. Knowing his calling was this. Still want to be like Jesus? And beloved, what's so wonderful is them stripes are for our healing. And in the Old Testament, they anointed and they laid hands on them. And Paul said that was a good thing. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not just a necessary thing. It doesn't stop God from coming at your request. Because there is a religious act to do. Good when we can. But he wants you to know that those stripes are for you wherever you are, any time of the night or day. And if you'll call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, they are there for you. And many times, he'll come and touch us like a pain pill and give us relief. And we wake up and we still have the infirmity. Healing, beloved, is a process. Miracles are in an instant. He has chosen these principles so that when He heals you, when you've exhausted everything that you know and everything that's ever been given to you, and it's beyond all of that, hallelujah, He wants you to know that He's greater. Everybody's looking for a magic situation to happen when He lives inside of you right now because of this. And He will come. It may take a year. It may take 10. It may be just a moment. But He will come. And if it's healing, He's taking us out of all the things that we thought we knew that would do the job. Hallelujah. And He's showing up as a greater. He's showing up. That son and daughter, I want to add something to you now through this suffering. Hallelujah. That will be stronger than anything that you've known up to this point in your life. Amen. And I will always work because now you know it's working. And so sometimes in the working of things, you have to keep it working. Amen. Yes. You have to put oil in the engine. You have to put the Word of God in. And what's going to happen now is because of these expressions, do you know what happens to you? He begins to add another portion. He begins to add an ingredient to the oil. He begins to add, hallelujah, His Holy Spirit inside of your spirit now. And something is taking place that never took place before in your life. And you're free, glory to God, from the fear of the very thing in which was now you are now confronted with. So he had a picture of his calling. You're worth it. I'm worth it. We're that valuable. That He would take what we deserve. That He would take it. Hallelujah. And bring us into a new Passover. They didn't want Him to celebrate the Passover. Did they, Wendy? Oh no. This miracle man. Hallelujah. Give me the next one, honey, please. Hallelujah. I don't know how you did that, but you did. No, just give me some pictures and I'm going to go. Then we'll go back to that. Hallelujah. If you will, while she's getting in, if you got your Bibles, please open it up to John 19. Hallelujah, honey. If you go to John 19, 38. John 19, and we want to go to, well, I hope you didn't mess this up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll see. Go to John 19, and we'll see real quick, honey. Thank you, Jesus. Good. This is very good. We're going to read a little bit. We're going to see some things now, what's going on. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and he scourged him, and that was the whipping. And the soldiers plotted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with their hands. My God. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring forth to you that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing a crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." Hallelujah. Do you know who he was doing, what he was doing there? That was you and I. God men. God women. We enjoy this utopia of salvation, this utopia of being in Christ because of Him. And it's only as we appreciate it and as we go after it will we receive it. But it's yours to receive. You see, it's a free gift of God. It's that easy. God, forgive us for putting up so many blocks, so many hedges around our houses, walls around our houses. Then the chief priest, therefore, and the officers saw him. They cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in this man." Let me tell you something. The world didn't crucify him. Church did. Because you see, at that time, it was still the church. And it still is. It's just now, they got to come into another land. And the Jews answered him, "We have a law. And our law He ought to die because he made himself what? Son of God. Then Pilate therefore heard that saying. He was more afraid. See, because he knew he couldn't be a God. He knew that. You see, he wasn't just sitting in his house taking care of business. He had a whole nation before him. He knew he couldn't do that by himself. You can't do this by yourself. You need him. All the time. Every day. And went again unto the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, Speak thou not unto me. Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee? And I have power to release thee? Now this is Pilate speaking to Jesus. And he had that power, did he not? As Jesus being a man, he had that power and he exercised it. But listen to what it says here. Then said Pilate unto him, Speak thou not unto me. Knowest thou not that I have power? Okay, we need another one, honey. And Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. That was doing some good priestly work here, don't you think? What do you think? How'd you like to be Pilate? See, because we've heard this every year, and that sometimes we think it's a Mickey Mouse thing. But this is history of mankind. And this is the progression. It's not a week or a year or a decade or 100 years. Hallelujah. But it's as we continue to grow in God and as we become more and more like Him, hallelujah, that He gives us more and more of who He is. That's been His intention all the time. You see, to begin to let us be ambassadors. Sitting on the throne of Jesus Christ. Doing the Father's business. And Jesus answered, okay. And from henceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, they cried out louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. If we get rid of this guy, we don't have to do any more miracles. We can go like we used to. Everybody living and dying, and we still live in slavery. Talking about who we are, but never being. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can talk about it all you want. Well, how you doing? Glory to God. And from thenceforth, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. So there they are, the Pharisees and the scribes. And Pilate, therefore, heard that saying. He brought Jesus forth and he sat down in a judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew. Somebody pronounce that. What?
Gabbatha.
That's better. You do a better job than I do. Give me the next one. I just pronounce it, but you may not like it. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he said unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? I mean, he had more sense than they did. And the chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. What happened to God? What happened to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Uh-oh. don't get offensive. Don't take an offense on me. I'm not doing this. I'm just reading some scripture. Next one. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and they led him away. Honey, do you have one now where he's walking with his cross in on his shoulder? If you'll get that up there, please. I just kind of want to do the best I can and kind of hurry up here, and yet not take anything away. Hallelujah. And if you'll just keep that up and bring up the scripture in John, honey, 19, verse 30. I want to show you something. I'm going to jump a little bit of verses here. You can read it when you go home. Hallelujah. And he bore his cross and went forth into the place called, the place of the skulls, which is called in the Hebrew, Golgotha. Give me one more. Where they crucified him, and two others with him, on either side. On either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. If you can, give me the three with the men, where you can see the men on the cross. Hallelujah. This is what he said in the 30th. He made an end of the old. You see, we still between the two. Still betwixt between two. But until we cross over that line, that Jordan, the river of death, and move into the promised land of the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiving us of our sins. If we don't walk forgiven, we don't forgive ourselves. If and I'm talking about when we're at fault. And all of us are there at different times in our lives where we are at fault. Not on purpose, but we're at fault. And even though we say we're forgiven, yet we don't forgive ourselves. And because we don't forgive ourselves, we're not forgiven. Because we don't accept healing and walk in healing. Hallelujah. And when you do that, what's that mean? Sometimes God tells you to take a pill. Chill. Doesn't mean you have to take it forever. You know, Fran thought she'd be on Coumadin for the rest of her life because of her heart condition. She'd only taken an aspirin now. Hallelujah. Until we come to the point where we realize that the finished work has been done for humanity, and now all we have to do is walk in forgiveness and accept forgiveness and continually go hard after God and let Him open us up into the finished work. And I'll show you how He does that as we go along. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll do better next time, but with the pictures. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Honey, pull up John 38, please. And go to 30. I want you to see this. I'm not going to tell you. I've come in to a book. I'm not going to tell you what it is or anything, because not right now. But when talking to Dale, Dale finally got released from his grief of his wife, really, 100%. Took God to do that. I mean, you can do it all you want. You can say what you want. You can walk like you want to walk. But the truth is, it's not finished until it's finished for you or me. And you'll know when it's finished. You'll know as you walk in forgiveness, you'll know when you'll no longer have any problem with that situation anymore. But please, don't cut yourself off from God because you're in a situation, because that's what's happened to the church. And instead of walking in no condemnation, they walk in condemnation. And this is not, I do not want anybody to try to think that this word has any condemnation in it whatsoever. Just the opposite. Radically the opposite. Scary the opposite. Hallelujah. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for the fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore, and he took the body of Jesus. Can you give me another one? Is that 30? Go to 30, honey. Please go up to 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Some people don't think he drank the vinegar. You see, there were God, Jesus fulfilled every requirement. There are requirements in God. You have to know that. The Old Testament isn't a myth. There are requirements in God. But the truth is, he met them all. Can you understand that? And because of it, we now have the freedom to live in liberty and freedom, knowing that he's working things through us. He brings things through us. It says, it pleased the Father to bruise the Son. Sometimes, when you're so thick-headed, you can't learn, I just let you get bruised. Now, do I want to do that? Absolutely not. Listen, I never like to have to spank my kids. That's a fact. My kids won't agree, but that's a fact. But I never beat him. But I'll tell you this. It hurt me so much. But I had to, when I had to discipline him, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't no happy camper. And there's certain things you just can't talk through. You just can't explain your way through. It's not that easy. Because it isn't just about words. It's about emotion. It's about physical ailments. It's about everything that involves us. He don't want you to be shortchanged. To walk with a lesser. But you always have to believe that he will do what you ask him for. Now, in the midst of it, he may have some regulations for you. Not me. Not somebody else. That's where we've been wrong. Because if you can't hear God for yourself, you'll always be dependent on somebody else. I know a lot of pastors. I know a lot of professors. I know a lot of people in my life that if you took all their material away, they would be stripped naked. Because they're always repeating somebody else. God wants you and you alone. He's jealous for you. Glory to God. He wants a personal relationship with you. Glory to God. He wants you to know that He comes and you're beckoning call. He wants you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that He's the God of your life, that His blood was shed for you, for your sicknesses, for your diseases, for all that you are. And He wants you to know that He doesn't come as a father that doesn't have means, but if He bruises you, He will reward you. And how He does it is, it now becomes a character trait in which it's a God thing now inside of you. Hey, hallelujah. And so instead of doing what I used to do with what I knew and the people I could repeat, as though that was something, because you see, really, I wasn't taking a hold of the authority and of the Lord, but of a person who gave me that authority through writing or through intelligence of any sort. Are we getting it? This is not going the way that I expected it to go. Hallelujah. But it's what the Lord's been speaking to me and talking to me. I'd like to see me a little more polished, but that's not what it takes. It takes your meeting the Lord Jesus Christ in every aspect of everything He was, so that you can receive everything that you have a right to. See? Now, glory to God. Give me the next verse, and I'm going to step through this kind of fast because we had a communion, and I'm going to be timely. And the Jews, therefore, because it was preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Now, his legs were never broken, by the way. Not a bone was broken on Jesus. One more, honey. 32. Oh, shut up. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other, which was crucified with him, but not him. One more. We'll go right on down. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. You know why they broke his legs? This is pretty gory. They're going to bury him alive. Not a good thing. Getting the next one. You ain't going to walk no place with broken legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came therefore out blood and water. Pretty unique situation. We won't go into that. And he that saw it bear record, and this record is true, and he knoweth that he said truth, that ye might believe that all this happened. For these things were done, that the scriptures should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. If you want to know more about that, you need to go into the book of Isaiah and look it up. But let me just go on now a little bit further. I want to show you, I want to give you a little bit more of what you might want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Little glory to God. Let's go to John 17. I'm shortening this up a little bit. There's so much. I got so carried away with this. I'm still carried away with that. I was carried away with it all night, but I'm still carried away with it. Hallelujah. But I got to try. And I don't want to be long. I just want you to see some things. John 17, hallelujah, and verse 1. These words spake Jesus as he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, please hear this, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Hear these words. Eternal life has had so many different twists to it. But it, you know what happens? Once again, this man, this intellectual man, this flesh man, this psuche, this soul man, and the spirit man wants to live beyond the curse to prove that God can do it. To who? You must not know that he can then. Or that in that he already has, that it isn't something that's going to happen, that it is something that has already happened, and eternal life is within thee right now. And thou hast given him power. Okay, let's scroll a little bit. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Who is eternal life? I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Please look at these words. Hallelujah. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Are you hearing the words? Because they're pretty powerful. And now, O Father, glorify thou me. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. That could be debated. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Now this is what they know. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. This is pretty cool. And all thine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep thou thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. That was hard on him. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Look at that. Are you rejoicing? Is this news? It is to everyone because they live and act as though they don't believe this or that they don't even know this. Now, and now came I to thee, and these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Please do that. Keep going, hon. Lord, you take care of that camera. And I have given them thy words, and the world hast hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth of thy truth. The word of thy truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sake I've sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Good words. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. See what that is there? See what that word there was? That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Being a challenge, reading this now. Hallelujah. And the glory which thou givest me, listen to this, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. When? I guess that's the question, right? And when is right now? When is right now, if you believe it? It's right now. How much of the when? As much as I can believe. Man, I'm going to challenge you today. I'm going to challenge you to believe more. To walk more boldly before God. To walk as sons and daughters of the Lord. To begin to speak to things that are not as though they were. Begin to speak the word of God. Begin to own it. If you don't own it, you don't own it. You just borrowing it. You're just using it. It's what the world does with one another. They use one another. They're users. They don't want to own nothing anymore. 42 million people were put on welfare within the last 2 years. Why? Well, because there's no jobs. No, lots of it because they don't want to work.
That's right.
Or it's not profitable for them to work now. True.
I know.
I mean, it's not their fault. Please, don't get any attitude on me. Huh? I mean, you know I'm talking to the world out here. Glory to God. But I want you to know that God is greater. Hallelujah. That He wants to come to your needs. And as you let Him, guess what? You'll start thinking things that will give you prosperity. He'll start leading you to people that will give you jobs so that you can live your life. Yeah. And as you give what you have, what little you have, glory to God, you'll see God will continue. He's all out to see that His people always have more than enough. Are you tired of just having enough? Well, sometimes you got to stop spending on foolish stuff. But that's not always the case for everyone. So then He talks to us. And He begins to tell us. Will we take an offense? Usually. But He's told us not to take an offense. Why? Because He wants to bless us. He wants to keep us. And it says right there that He has given us all things. Not when you die, but right now. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus, in order to do this, go to Romans 6. Hallelujah. And I'll do this. Hallelujah, real quick. Let's go to Romans 6 in verse 1, and I'll just paraphrase the rest of them. We're going to Romans 6 and 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Go to 2. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Go one more. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto His death? What are you going to do? Take that out of the Bible? You can't take it out of the Bible, beloved. He's talking about water baptism there. Glory to God. In John 3 it says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And the whole church, from Acts, the New Testament church, from Acts on, and even after Jesus was baptized, there was a switch that went on after the baptism of Jesus from John. He wasn't kidding when He said, you need to baptize me. It's no longer unto repentance, because you see, repentance has now been given to Jesus, and you have to repent to Him, not to somebody else. Because all authority was given unto Him. Oh, you know, just a lot of little principle things that you can think about and look at and understand. And then go from 8 through 12. And let's look at, jump down to 6, 8. Hallelujah. And you can look at that and just ponder it and just ask the Lord about it. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. With who? With Christ. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over you. How come people are dying? Because they're dying. Because sin still has some kind of reign someplace along the line. But it's only to your body. And that's going to be dealt with too, because you see, you'll see. I'm not going to go into the theology of it. Hallelujah. Give me another one. I just leave it there. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. You will never have to die for your sins. He did it. Amen. If you walk into it, you believe it, and you receive it, you're going to get what He said. You're going to get salvation. Hallelujah. You're going to get eternal life. You're going to get all things. Hallelujah. But if you don't know what to do with what you got, you only live in where you are. Hallelujah. And that's where a lot of people are today in America. 10:11. The greatest. Hallelujah. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. See what that is? Liken, reckon, and be alive unto Christ Jesus our Lord. One more. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey the lust thereof. So what's he talking about there? I thought we're all saved. Well, we are. But now you've got to bring salvation to every other part of you. You've got to bring salvation to your mind. You've got to bring the Word of God to your mind. And then God begins to give us an aptitude of learning the right answers. Hey, your answer may be the wrong answer. And that's how come you got the problem. Doesn't mean you're going to hell. It just means you got the wrong answer and you need the right answer. Same way with the body. Same way with our spirit. You see, spirit is alive. Spirit's alive. Spirit's imagination. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. And it'll bring, if you believe in it and you work towards it, you'll see, you'll get it. If you work towards the Lord, if you put it in operation, if you let the correction come where you need to be corrected, you'll walk in it. It'll be yours. You'll own it. And nobody will have to tell you, you don't own it. Doesn't mean you can't change an engine. Doesn't mean you can't make it better. It doesn't mean it isn't going to be better. Hallelujah. But one thing for sure, we know that we're walking in it. And eternal life, hallelujah, when you ask Jesus in your heart, eternal life is yours. It's not up for debate. I love it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. One more, honey. So you can't let sin reign in there. You know, you're going to, whoever you yield your members to, that's neither yield your members as instruments unto righteousness, unto sin. That's what sin is. But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now go to Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. I'm hurrying, honey. Hallelujah. I know. Hallelujah. You want to do it? Okay. Just in case that's what it is. Ephesians 2. I know what you mean now. Hallelujah. Ephesians Second chapter, verse 5. Glory to God. Almighty God. This is about the resurrection of the Lord. Even when ye were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. How do you like that word grace? I'm going to give it another word. Because it's an unmerited favor. But it's more than that. You know what his unmerited favor is? It's his Spirit living inside of you. No boundaries known unto man. It's everything. He has been given everything. Hallelujah. And so everything, hallelujah, is yours. Will you receive it? Man, I want you, are you happy? I hope you are. Are you excited about this Easter and about this year coming? That God's going to speak to you as a person. He's going to speak through you. Hallelujah. You're going to live in a different dimension than you ever did before. You're going to be raising up out of death, and you're going to be living a life, hallelujah, that's godly and full of prosperity in every dimension.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the only way you'll do that is if you believe it. Give me the next one, please.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's a free gift. Jesus. So he's got to do some adjusting to us, don't he? Because religion would have us throw up all kinds of fearful walls. Like, how am I going to trust this? I'm going to tell you what. If it's just in knowledge, and it isn't in spirit, and it isn't in attitude, and it isn't in full desire, it'll bite you every time. And you won't like it. So who do we trust? What we know? The truth, Danny. Well, there's a lot of things that he's developing in you. There's a lot of things I know, son, that you don't know. Just in life itself. Just through experience itself. Some good, some not so good. See what I mean? If I can do anything, I want you to take a chill pill. And realize that you are the sons of God. And that he is developing truth in every vessel. And that it is the truth of God. And that you need to let it become a finished work in you. Where there's no doubt. Where it can't be moved out of you. Where it can't be obstructed from you. Hallelujah. Where it always works. Hallelujah. In any kind of a situation. And you'll see. Glory to God. It's yours. But it's been given to you by God. And you didn't have to work for it. All you had to do was yield yourself. That's it. That's it. It's not passing a test of a series of questions with the frame of mind of an instructor, no matter who it is, including myself. And if you get all the answers that I come up with, you pass the test. You understand this. He finished it. I know you do. She's a teacher. She catches these things because that's her gift, to teach these things. It's a free gift. Hallelujah. You've got a free gift. So this morning I want to give you the free gift of God. And I think I know what you mean, honey. Go to Philippians 3. 10 and 11. I'm hurrying. I really am. There's so much inside of me. But I'm hope that I'm not opening you up in many directions. Please, I don't want to lose you in this. Hallelujah. I want you to receive it. Glory to God. Because it's bigger than anything I could ever tell you. Hallelujah. And I can't wait. And I've been waiting. But I've been seeing. I've been seeing God put the pressure on to bring us into a closer relationship with Him through the things that we suffer. We don't think the same. We don't act the same. We don't talk the same. We don't respond the same. Hallelujah. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. How we're made conformable unto His death is we no longer have to die there. See, we just did it in the flesh only. But I'm telling you something. It's pretty bad if you get old and you can't stay mobile. Now, in Florida, I'm going to tell you something. You guys got a long ways to go. We got 80, 90-year-old people still getting around like you. But you know what? They aren't sitting around watching television. Soap operas. They're out walking. We walked with a couple just past them every day that was in their 80s. How much 80, honey? It was more than 80. With a Band-Aid around one knee? You see? We didn't get in this to live in a fairy tale world. He didn't call us to a fairy tale heaven and a fairy tale universe that we don't have to do anything on our own. He wants you to know that you're going to have to use what you have, cry unto Him to get the wisdom on how to use it. You see, because He's genetically put you together no matter what you might think. Before you were created, He chose who was going to raise you. Jesus. Man, I can't hardly take it. The Spirit is so heavy. Because I'm so caught up in this. Hallelujah. He's so marvelous. He's so far above. He's so much greater. Hallelujah. Than anything we've allowed Him to do up to this point in every individual life. He has more blessing than you can have begin to imagine or contain right now. But as you continually go before Him, He will pour it out of you. That's what He's done. You are investors. You are depositors. Hallelujah. Of a God. Of all creation. Of all the universe. Glory to God. And it's your particularness. It's your character. Hallelujah. That He wants to show forth Himself out of. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty One. I know that there are things to be done today and more things to be done. And so I'm not going to apologize for taking a little bit longer. It's the most blessed, wonderful day of the year. And on this day, the universes in eternity were set on course. That's a terrible statement of responsibility. And without God, you would shake in your boots because I'm not fooling. And that's not to puff us up, but to humble us down. God, we need You more than we ever needed You before. But not in a bad way. We need You to give us the desire to go all the way in. And not worry about aftermaths of things. But to go all the way in. Take hold of the things that are lacking in our lives. Praise the Lord, Larry. If you'll come. Hallelujah, Al. We're going to have communion today. We're just going to I'm not going to take much time doing it, but this is the time, hallelujah, in which we celebrate the Passover, hallelujah, the Paschal Lamb, hallelujah. And maybe I'll go in with some of the promises in this new covenant, this kingdom that's come down here on the earth. It isn't going to come. It has come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, if we'll stand, please. And we pray over. Hallelujah. Are these in the right sequence? Bread first. They're in wrong sequence, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Get a check on my... Hallelujah. My brain that stands has been standing alongside of me ever since 35 years. Hallelujah. Helps me so I can do what I can do and pull where I can pull. There's a lot going on in this head. Hallelujah. And we could look at the book of Corinthians, the 11th chapter. I need a Bible. Give me a Bible. Well, not that one. It's too big. I got one like that at home, but it's too big for me now. I want to get it. I'll get it here. Sorry. I know every minute counts, but... Okay. Hallelujah. Now if I can only find 1 Corinthians, we'll be all set. Hallelujah. Just want to buy it. Hallelujah. Now at this time, all the Jews were brought together this time of year to remember the Exodus out of Egypt. But you see, they were never really driven out of their land. But because of neglect, because they didn't take the responsibility of being God's kids, representative of God, God took Joseph into Egypt to save Israel as a nation. He moved them to the land of Goshen. And that's where they were, beloved. They weren't in real slavery until later on when they were the workers. You see, you have to be careful that we don't still get this elite idea that because we have a higher intelligence of sorts, that we don't have to work. So we pull and we keep those that are gifted to work dumbed down so they just serve us. Are you hearing this? Christians, you better not do this to Christians. Because you know what he did? At an appointed time, God says, this is enough of this. You've paid double for your sins. I'm still going to give you the promised land. Well, you can take and put all logic in it you want to. They didn't deserve it. But God spoke it. And that's why they deserved it. And every one of us don't deserve it. But he came. Died, bled for us. So receive it. And receive it for those who don't yet know anything about it. And believe me, we got to receive a lot more. And so he had his disciples together. And that was the government now, see. So there's so many parallels. You guys are preachers. You could preach this. 12 tribes, 12 disciples. I mean, all the way on down the line. And you can go in many different directions. They'll all preach good. But my heart is that you might see it as it was in that time. Totally foreign to their ears. A change was coming. A new Paschal lamb was on the scene. Jesus. You hear me? This is what he said. Hallelujah. For I passed on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord took some bread, and He gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body." And so let's take and pray over the body of Christ, and then we'll pass it out, and then we'll break it, and we'll take and eat of it. Hallelujah. Just a little bit different than before. Hallelujah. Larry, if you'll pray over the bread.
Dear Lord, dear Father, we thank you for the Son, Lord God. We thank you for the bread, the unleavened bread, Lord God, the purified bread, the perfect sacrifice, Lord God. We thank you for the Lamb. Thank you for the broken body of the Lord. Thank you for His perfect sacrifice, Lord God. We thank you for that which resides within us, Lord God. We thank you for that unleavened bread that is a part of us now, Lord God, by your grace and by your mercy, dear Father in heaven. Thank you for the perfect sacrifice. We thank you for the gift, Lord God. We ask, Lord, to bless it. Keep our spirits, our minds, and our hearts in with the full expectation that the Lord will be complete and full in us as He would have it. In the holy name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Gordon, could you play something? Anything? Or not? You don't have to. You can. If you want to, you can. Time. Hallelujah. Sometimes they put a morning on this, but this is not morning. We can walk in liberty because of this act. We can be totally freed 100% because of this very act right here. Paschal lamb said they had to eat it all. Hallelujah. Had to eat it all. The guys were all setting around to come, and I like what they were setting in. They were sitting in a chair where they get their legs up, you know, not all the way up, not in a lazy boy, kind of half and half, but where their legs were straight out like that, kind of laying on the side, all anticipating Passover and also the ceremony of the Passover, because this is what they did. They did this. They broke bread. And they did this in remembrance. Hallelujah. And he said, and Jesus took some of the bread. And he prayed. And so I'm going to pray. Father, we believe that this is your body. Father, where we disbelieve, oh God, you just have to help us out. But we don't do it on purpose. And we know you will. And that's what this is for. That we might live a different life from this day forth. That our life might be hid in you and you alone. And that you might come out in many new and different ways, we pray. And then he said, and then he said, then he took and he ate. So let's take. Now give us the faith, Lord. Go beyond today. And never stop. In Jesus' name. And then he did something. So the guys were probably still eating, talking. A lot of conversation going on. Very informal meeting. Wasn't a lot of crying going on or nothing like that. Hey, Peter, I wonder what he said there. Did you hear what he said? He changed it up, man. What do you think, Larry? Did I hear this right? Did he say that taking this would be his body? That would be bruised for us? What are you talking about? I don't know, man. Guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. Hey, he wasn't crucified yet. He wasn't even whipped yet. Was he? But there was an order. There was a change. There was new promises. Do you know it's a greater blood? See, we know these things. We've never thought like this. They still want us to pay penance. Can't. Praise the Lord. In the same way, hallelujah. You got to pray over this. Hallelujah. Hell, help me here. And believe me, I'm believing this is holy, but I'm also believing it's real. I'm believing that today, because of this operation of faith by you participating, that things are going to be different for you. That things are going to change. You got to change for all of us, beloved. And that we're going to expect a change, and it'll be a good change. Praise the Lord. Pray over the blood.
Father, we're just so thankful for Mark.
Amen. Jesus, help me, Father. I'm hurrying. Help me, Lord. Experience it right now. Doesn't have to be no other atmosphere than the atmosphere you're in, but you can actually experience this right now. Hallelujah. And this is part of it. Glory to God. We're celebrating a new covenant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The sun's coming up on the horizon. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you just the way you are. But because of who you are, you're going to love Him more. And you'll change and you'll be like Him. Glory to God. Sons of the right hand. No more cans. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible. The impossible is nothing. Hallelujah. I am hurting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sun shining. Rain's gone. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a new day. Hallelujah. And you can know this, that His blood is more than sufficient. Now listen to this. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper. This cup is a new covenant between God and His people. God's on your side. He's your God. Hallelujah. And all the covenant rites are there. An agreement confirmed with my blood. Glory to God. I'm glad He doesn't count my sins, are you? I'm waiting for a blessing like you've never seen before. Glory to God. Are you? Glory to God. This is a good thing. This is time to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. So He says, do this in remembrance of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A little different, eh? Yeah, it is. Time for us to live. Stop dying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to dismiss right now. Father, we thank You. We know that the needs that have come, oh God, that You have met, oh God, as we meet You. And so, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, as we continue to celebrate this new covenant, Father, in You, we pray, Lord, that You will come to every heart making differences in every situation, Father, turning them completely around, 386 degrees, in Jesus' name. Bless us. Go with us, Father. Amen. You're dismissed.